Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. This is pro rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to step back on the ranch with Making Eight. So get a grip, because the show starts now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
All right. Well, good afternoon, good evening, rodeo fans and Making Eight maniacs. That's right. It's another Back on the Ranch show right here, right now, and we are excited and glad that y'all are able to tune in. I know the PBR is getting fired up right now, and we don't want to hold you guys up, but we do have some important information that we do want to get out to you guys here tonight. So I appreciate you guys jumping over here with us. Of course, we got our, you know, diehard Making Eight maniacs on board. We got Cody. We got Cowboy Dave in the house here tonight. We got the lovely Miss Kat Johnson. Always a pleasure. We've got Miss Melanie here with us, and of course we've got Miss Barbara. And of course, last but not least, we've got Mr. Matt Owen at BuckersNow.com here in the house. So want to say a big old shout out to you. We've also got some fans tuning in on the phone lines, and we want to say howdy to you. We appreciate you guys taking the time out here to jump on board with us. It's going to be a wild one. We got a lot to talk about here. You know, let's get right down to it. You know, we've had an exciting week, but it's also been a heartbreaking week for you PBR fans out there. Obviously, we know that 2 weeks ago, we had Jody Newberry go down with a pretty serious head injury. Last I heard on him is that he is on his way home, or he is home now, resting up, but he's getting ready to head to Texas for some more tests and treatments out there. And, you know, we're going to continue to keep him in our prayers. You know, it's real important that we do that. We know that the prayers are working out there, and we want to send him our best. He's also got a support line set up. If you guys would like to contribute and maybe help support, I know that they have the link set up, and we have not been able to get them over to Making Eight, and I apologize for that, but we are going to work on getting that set up, that they've got a foundation set up where you guys can actually contribute to his recovery and help them with some of their expenses that they're going to inquire there, which is actually going to be pretty significant. But before I do, actually, you know, I almost forgot. I got to bring in my co-host for the evening, and you guys know her pretty well. How about the lovely Miss Kelly at Mrs. Making Eight? How are you?
I'm doing good. I thought you totally forgot about me over here.
Yeah, I almost did there for a second. Obviously, we've had a pretty busy last couple of weeks. I mean, I flew home on Monday and got in, and I haven't been able to sit still because we've been on the phone lining things up for another wild week. I mean, we're getting ready to hit the road again.
I know. I'm just busy, busy, busy. I like it.
For sure. You know what? I see Ms. Barbara posting that relief fund in there. Thank you so much for that. We're going to get that link posted up on Making Eight as well. And you guys, please help contribute. I mean, you know, Jody and his family, Amanda, you know, they are such great people and such strong people. And it's time that, you know, we might be able to try to help them out. Yeah, I see that we're getting kind of an echo there, and that's probably because we're tied in on two different lines. I'm running through Kelly's line as well. Might just have to kind of shut her down here for a while. But she's here with us, so I promise y'all, she is here with us. And I think that'll probably cut that out. Let's talk a little bit about McKinnon Wimberly. You know, obviously, this weekend was Anaheim. You know, there was actually a lot to talk about there. Some great things happened out there at Anaheim, but also some pretty tragic things. want to send our prayers out to McKinnon Wimberly. You know, he's one of our fan favorites right here on Making Eight. We had him on our show during the off season, and it's really disappointing. You know, but nature of the sport, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, bull riding is a tough sport. And we all know, you know, that things happen out there. Now, I will tell you this. What I've seen out there kind of today is sort of concerned me in the sense that a lot of people may not have a full understanding of what actually took place there in the arena last night. Some of you may have been there yourself and seen firsthand. But I will tell you this. What I know from what the information that I received actually came in from some pretty good sources. But I will tell you this, that McKinnon was just knocked unconscious there in the arena. They put a tube down him in order to, because they have what they call a compromised airway. Being that he broke his jaw there, the concern was that he would not be able to secure his own airway to continue breathing on his own. That was why they put a tube in to breathe for him. I will tell you this, though, that I don't know for sure. I do not have 100% confirmation, but I don't believe anybody there has got some sort of documented evidence that there was an issue there where he was actually put on a defibrillator. I will tell you this, that the precautions that were taking place there in the arena were there to monitor his heart. They put him on some pads there in order to take a picture of his heart. Being from a medical standpoint, I can honestly tell you that that is the standard protocol that happens when you're dealing with an injury like that. So not only are you getting it from a bull rider standpoint, but you're also getting it from somebody who is in the medical field and knows firsthand, okay? So please don't jump to conclusions until we know for sure the extent of it. But what I will tell you this, they have pulled the tube out of McKinnon. He's breathing on his own. He's responding on his own, and he's doing well this evening. We need to continue to keep him in our prayers, okay? And that's where we need to stand. We need to also keep his family and Mesa Pate in your prayers as well. Obviously, she's, you know, a supporter of McKinnon. You know, she's in a relationship with him, and we know that she's there by his side. So we want to continue to keep them in our prayers. Please make sure that you guys also, you know, don't overcrowd them. We know that they want to hear the support from you guys, and they really appreciate it. Don't overcrowd them, okay? We need to allow them the opportunity to be there as a family, even though they know that the support from their rodeo family is here, and you guys are fantastic for that. But we have also, we've got to give them that little bit of courtesy there, okay? So that's my request to you, Making Eight Maniacs. I got to tell you, you know, we did let them know that there's some prayers being sent out, and they know that they're working, okay? McKinnon is absolutely a strong cowboy. We know what he's doing. He loves what he's doing, and he's going to continue to probably do it. You know, we'll probably see him back out there. But I know that, you know, obviously McKinnon was wearing a helmet. It came off during the wreck, and then it ended up creating a bad thing for him. You can't control those things. Some things are out of our control. But I will tell you this, that they have the best staff on hand, and they treated him very, very well. You know, and if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. But I think that what we saw out there was more precautionary measures than it was actually the tragedy of the incident. I don't think that it was as bad as what it may have appeared to some folks out there that may not understand. So that's why we were kind of here and explaining it to you. You know, I wasn't going to try to go full in detail about it, but being in the medical standpoint, I kind of have an understanding of what happens when you inquire an injury like that, not to mention the fact that I had that same type of injury. You know, I took a head injury, and, you know, of course, Mrs. Making Eight, she can kind of vouch for me. You know what happens out there in that arena, but you also know the measures that they take to help make sure that we're going to be in the best care possible, am I right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You know, I mean, we're both in the medical field. We both have a very solid understanding of what takes place out there in that arena, so it just, deep breath and big prayers for him, you know, immediately. And that's what he needs right now. We know that he's going to have to undergo surgery for his jaw. So it was obviously a really bad wreck. You remember mine was swollen up like a like I had a green hair stuck in my jaw.
You did. You did.
It was pretty rough.
It was a lot of Jell-O and broth for a while.
Yeah. But, you know, I can tell you that, you know, it is truly the toughest sport on earth. There is nothing else that compares to it. And I'm sure that we'll see McKinnon back. He's a great guy. We all love him out there. You know, we love what he does. Love how he takes care of us, you know, and takes the time out to call us fans. We absolutely care for him out there. So you guys make sure to spread the word along, too. When you're starting to see rumors fly, unless it comes from somebody in the PBR office or it comes from Mesa or somebody who's directly involved out there, you guys don't jump to conclusions, please, okay? We want to make sure that we have a full understanding of what actually happened out there before we go and we make those accusations. So let's not jump the gun. Let's not make it worse than what it might have been. Obviously, it was tragic enough. Let's just continue to pray for him and his family. We got some big things coming your way. May the 8th is about ready to hit the road. Wednesday, we are taking off. I actually brought my brother in town for it. It's going to be kind of a family deal. We're going to hit the road for about 10 days. And you're going to see a whole lot of Make It Eight here. We're going to have to let you know what our schedule is and how things are rolling. So you guys don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some more PBR. We got to talk about some of the events that happened out there. You know, I actually see your comment in there, Cowboy Dave, about Ryan Dirty Eater. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know what he had to go through last year as well. Like I said, a lot of those things that happen in the end, you know, as scary as they appear, may only be for precautionary measures and not for what you might assume might be taking place. So let's just hold on to our faith and prayers for them. We know that they're coming out there. But, yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk to PBR, we're going to talk to Anaheim, we're going to talk about some of our favorite riders, and we're going to let you know what Make 8 is doing. Go anywhere, Make Maniacs. This next break is going to be brought to you by U.S. Rodeo Supply. Look for their discounts throughout the next week. We're going to be throwing up some promo discounts courtesy of Makin8.com, Buckers Now, and U.S. Rodeo Supply. So check out their new products, new merchandise that will be coming out this weekend. Not going to want to miss it. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, let's rock and roll. You know, the first song I'm going to play out here to you guys, though, is a good song that really kind of sets out for McKinnon. I think that this is very fitting for him, and, yeah, I just feel led like we need to do it. So here's one out there for McKinnon as well as Jody and they make their recovery. So this one's for you guys. Thank you.
Well, folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at MakingEight.com. No matter if you're passing tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's MakingEight.com. Get a grip.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here. That's right, with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And I got to tell you, we've got some cool things in the works for you coming. If y'all see the post coming up by Matt there in the chat room, you know that we have got some cool things in store for you this week. You guys are going to have to stay tuned and get a grip. It's going to be wild. I got to tell you that, first off, before we get into that, obviously, like I said, that first song that we threw out there was in dedication to our good buddies in the PBR. We know that they've had a rough weekend, and we're just sending out our prayers to all the ones that are hurt out there, especially Jody and McKinnon, as they've sustained some pretty serious injuries. So we're going to continue to keep them and their families in our prayers. How about the Killer Bees? I mean, you know, Silvano Alves winning the round, Guilherme Marche in great form. You know, I was really impressed. I mean, these Killer Bees are just, I mean, the Brazilians are making a run at it one more time. I'm telling you, they are not giving up on this deal. Wow, really impressive to watch. You know, and of course, we were watching on the Brendan Clark show earlier this week about how a lot of the bull riders are actually going to the Brazilian style ropes. May have paid off. You know, see, Sean Willingham had a pretty decent week. I don't think he did too bad. You know, unfortunately, I don't think Brendan had a great week, you know, but it's really the luck of the draw. But, yeah, those Killer Bees are just rocking. I mean, they really are. How about Skeeter Kingsolver? I'm telling you, it's so great to see him come back and ride the way he is. Man, I'm telling you, that guy is just aggressive, and he is making a run as well. I think that we're going to see him in the mix there towards the end of the season. Is he going to be enough to compete with the Brazilians? I don't know. We're going to have to wait and find out. It was great to see JB. I mean, I was really impressed to see JB win round one on Bring It, 86 and three-quarter points. I mean, that was a cool ride right there that he had. But I'll tell you, he went up against the baddest bull in the business right about now, and that would be Bushwhacker. How about a PBR record for the highest marked bull score in history? 47 and three-quarter points out of 50 was the bull score for Bushwhacker. And I'm telling you, if you saw that video, the way he launched JB, oh, it was not even pretty. Oh, man. And if you guys are waiting to tune in to watch it, uh-oh, I'm sorry. I might have just let on too much. Bushwhacker is running hard and strong. Huge, huge, huge deal. You know, one thing that I did see in the news today, Mandalay Bay, April 16th, last cowboy standing. Have you guys seen that yet? Now, I know that they've got a big event coming up, obviously, in the toughest cowboy or whatever it is there in Dallas. You know, that's going to be huge. But I don't care for the format like I do. Like what they're going to be bringing in April. I could not believe this. I think that this is one of the coolest things out, and I cannot wait for it. Last cowboy standing, 40 of the top riders. Everybody that rides makes it back to the short round. You ride the second round, and you're going to keep going. Iron Cowboy, I'm sorry, Dave. I apologize for that. Yes, the Iron Cowboy. Now, I like that format, but I don't like it as much as what they're bringing to Mandalay Bay in April. I think that that is absolutely insane. I love it. I think that it is just wild. I love the fact that they're gonna rule it out. They're bringing in 40 of the top bull riders and 40 of the top bulls, and it's the last man standing. You know, you get your draw, you get out there, you cover your bull. You make it to the next round, you cover it, you're in. If not, you're going home, you know. And a $100,000 giveaway, not to mention the fact that if nobody claims the $100,000, I guess, at the Iron Cowboy, that they're going to be giving that away as a bonus as well. It's going to be huge. I cannot wait for April 16th to roll around. I think it's going to be wild. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. How about Shane Proctor? You know, our good buddy out there. We know there's a lot of Mooney Minions. We know there's a lot of fans out there that follow both JB and Shane. How about Shane going to tear it up and win the event? Winning the event in Denver, the PRCA deal. I mean, 90-point score there in the PRCA, that says a lot. I think that's pretty great for him. Really excited about that as well. So maybe that'll get Shane back on a good form, get him back on that tour and running hard like he needs to be running. I think it's going to be pretty good. I look forward to seeing him out there. Obviously, you know we're going to see Shane in the mix at the end of the season anyway. So, anyways, I was just amazed. I think that the PBR does have some very cool things. What do you guys think of Aaron's broadcast? What did you guys personally think of her broadcast, her commentary out there? Let me know. We're just throwing it around out there. It's just an open discussion. Tell me what y'all think. And if you want to drop us a line on anything we're talking about tonight, please feel free. 646-915-9940. You can jump on the phone, give us a call. We'll be happy to talk about anything that we've been talking about. So feel free to give us a call. I know that we got some cowboy logic coming at you. I know that some of the fans are really wanting to jump out of there and go watch the PBR round two tonight. So, like I said, you guys won't miss the short round. You guys will be able to see everything that happens out there. I'm glad that you guys are staying tuned to us. We sure appreciate you guys doing that. But I know we've got Mr. Cody Burleson out there, and I'm waiting for him to give us a sign that he's ready to jump on here and give us some cowboy logic for the day. Of course, you know, it just wouldn't be a show. It wouldn't be a Make an 8 show at all without cowboy logic. So we've got to have your cowboy logic for the day. So when Cody's ready, we're going to get him on board. But, you know what? Speaking of the devil, I think we got him in the house. Let's see if we can't bring him on. Cody.
Yeah, hey, Scott. What's up, Make an 8 Maniacs? How y'all doing tonight?
Good, man. I hear you watching a little football tonight.
Yeah, I'm watching the Steelers spank the Jets tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, man. That's what I'm hearing. What's the score right now?
Last time I checked, it was
4-3 at the half.
24-3 at the half, my cousin says.
Oh, man, that's not good at all. Not good at all, man. But, hey, that's football for you, right?
Yeah, I heard that. It's
man, it don't matter. PBR is on anyway, so everybody's switching over to Versus, right?
Yeah, I heard that. Once my company leaves, I'll be right on over there.
Yeah, right on, man, right on. I got to tell you, man, we're looking for your cowboy logic. I know you can't stay long. You got some family over there, and, so what do we have for the cowboy logic for the day, brother?
All right. Genius has its limits, but stupidity knows no bounds.
Wow. You're not giving me a hint, are you? I'm sick,
yeah, right. Heck, man, I don't know if you have any stupidity in you. Actually, I think that was directed more towards me.
Mm. Well, hey, I'll tell you what. It's definitely food for thought, and we sure appreciate your cowboy logic for the day, brother, man. So,
one thing, Scott. Did you see that ride last night where that Jack Daniel's sponsorship sign come off? And right as that bull hit that sign, the rider got bucked off. What's your thoughts on that? Shouldn't that have been a re-ride for maybe an interference or something?
You know what? I actually did not see that. My thing is this. Knowing judging and knowing how the judges work, if the cowboy still makes an attempt to recover from that and he's able to, or if the judges don't feel like it was a distraction enough for him to actually buck him off, then no reride should be given. But if they do, I mean, if it's an obvious distraction there for him. Now, if the cowboy looks off and jumps, hey, sorry about your luck, man. You should have tried him, you know. Or if you tried the bull and made a recovery and then bucked off, you know, a split second later, then yeah. But if you don't try that bull, you know, or if you don't have the opportunity to try that bull, then yeah, absolutely, 100%. That comes back to the judges, and they need to fix that.
Yeah, reason I say that, when the bull actually stepped on that sign, it looked like he slipped a little bit. I apologize. I forget the bull's name and the rider's name, but a lot of you Making Eight Maniacs, if you watched last night's show, you'll know what I'm talking about. When the bull stepped on that sign and he went back up to get in back into his jump, he actually scooted that sign out a little bit and slipped, causing the rider to come off on the left side of him.
And absolutely, that would have been my call. But then again, I'm not the one with the judges' score sheets, and I don't have to answer to the PBR office come Monday, you know? But that,
yeah.
That, absolutely. I feel like if a bull does that, then yeah, that I would absolutely give that the yellow flag out in the heartbeat.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, hey, buddy, I got to go. Making Eight Maniacs, I'll call in tomorrow, Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, give y'all more cowboy logic.
You bet, buddy. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk at you tomorrow.
All right, we'll do, buddy. We'll see you.
Right.
Bye.
All right there, Maniacs. There's your cowboy logic for the day, courtesy of Cody Burleson, PBR News for You. We sure do appreciate it, man. Absolutely love having you on there, and let's see if we can get him muted here. There we go. I see Miss Helen posting a comment in there about what do you think about the truth booth. I personally can take it or leave it. You know, I don't think it's an incentive that is really going to promote the sport all that much more. I think it's just one of those things that they're trying to add a little spice to. But man, I'm telling you, with Twitter and everything else that you have going on, you know, we know about these guys firsthand because they're sharing with us, you know. And that's the thing that I'm seeing is in the truth booth, you're seeing a lot of the guys that we already have contact with because they love being out there and they love talking to it, you know, talking to you fans. So, I don't know. You know, I can take it or leave it. Personally, I like to watch bull riding, you know. And the more bull riding coverage they can give me, the better off we are. When it comes down to the riders and stuff, we can find out all that information out there secondhand, or we can find it firsthand from these guys on Twitter and on your Facebook and things like that. So I see some of the comments coming in, too, about Ben Jones and maybe losing a little bit of his mojo. You know, they all hit that. I mean, we're only in week three there, Maniacs. You know, we got a long ways to go. There's a whole lot of bull riding left this year. Maybe he is taking it a little bit less than gracious. I did not actually see what took place there. I have not actually personally watched, you know, any of the events. What I saw were some highlights. I saw some extended footage that was given to me firsthand so I can, you know, kind of evaluate certain things that are going on out there. So I apologize to you Maniacs for that, but I did not entirely watch the whole thing. We've been really busy working behind the scenes trying to get some things riled up and lined up for this week as we get ready to hit the road. So, you know, you guys are the ones out there with the news and sending me the information as well, and we do appreciate it. You know, I'm more than happy to take your questions or your comments about certain things that are going on, and we'll definitely talk about it. I see that, I would like to see more arena action. You know, I would love to see them take clips and show more Flint. You know, we got to see more Flint out there on Versus. I mean, come on, really? You know, I mean, Flint's the man, you know. We got to see him out there, you know, cutting a rug and entertaining the crowd and getting the fans excited because that's what makes us want to go out there and fill the seats. Watching a bull rider back there behind the scenes talking a booth does not make us want to go out there and sit in those stands. What makes us want to go sit in those stands is watching guys like Flint go out there and entertain the crowd and make people laugh, and that's what we did. Let's see. I'm just trying to read some of the notes down here. I apologize, Maniacs. I'm getting sidetracked here. All right, back to the task at hand. A lot about the PBR. We've got a lot of things up and coming. You know, obviously that, you know, as rough as the weekend it was still a great weekend. Bushwhacker had a very successful weekend. Wow, did he have a great weekend. 47.75 points they're making at Maniacs. I kind of like to see that too, Miss Cat. I see your comment in there about the bulls kind of showboating. They're showing a little bit of their personalities around there in the arena after they buck off or after they have a ride. Yeah, absolutely. You know, love to see that kind of stuff. So hey, you know, maybe they'll make some changes. I don't know. But they're cramming a lot of stuff in there in a short period of time. And they're trying some new things. And that's where the truth booth comes in. And, you know, hey, if y'all don't like it, just send a courtesy email saying, hey, guys, you know, us as fans are just not really, really big favorites of that. You know, maybe we can do something else. And they'll listen to you. Trust me. Put it together in a professional format. And I'm telling you, they will. Got to tell you, though, it's just about that time. You know, Macon 8 is on a roll, and we're getting ready to jump up there. There is a video that's posted, but it's not on the PBR website, Barb. I see your comment in there about JB on Bushwhacker. It is out and about. I will tell you, I've seen it, and it is a rank one. Holy cow. You guys just stay tuned tonight. If you guys have not seen the short round, if you guys have not seen Bushwhacker yet, you stay tuned. You're going to see a fantastic deal there. You know, like I said, 47 and three-quarter points, obviously, is the bull score. It was huge. But, you know, that's as far as I'm going to give it. You know, I already gave away probably too much, not even thinking about it and realizing that you fans may not have seen the whole event yet. So, obviously, we've gotten results coming in and things like that. So, you know, I mean, I'm sorry for it. It's one of the things that happen when you have a delay in the broadcasting, you know. It is what it is, but we're gonna work on that. We're gonna change our schedules around too, so maybe it won't conflict again. Maybe we'll do a Monday night back on the ranch show like we did way back when, before we had all you cool Macon 8 maniacs on board. I see some folks are asking Cowboy Dave for a new video. Yes sir, let's bring it. Come on, we're waiting on you there, Cowboy Dave. Let's bring in a new Wild Cowboy Dave video. But I gotta tell you guys. We're going to talk a lot about Zebra, and you guys are going to hear that association being brought up through the course. This is what it's all about right here. This is what we wanted to set out to do, and we're going to have the opportunity to bring you guys a whole lot of bull riding action over the next 10 days. You guys are going to be able to live the life. We're going to have some fun here in the next, you know, coming week. And it's going to start things off. But we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about it. So don't go anywhere, fans. This next break is brought to you by none other than the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. That's right. For more information, go check out GoZebra.com. You're going to want to find out and follow them as we bring it to talk a whole lot of bull riding action this next coming week. So don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to Back on the Ranch Show with Macon 8.
Right. morning.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. That's right. And if you guys do not have a profile built yet, you might want to get over and do it here real soon. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on with Making Eight and where we are right now. We're going to get back to some of the comments there that are posted up in the chat room and kind of give you all a recap. We know we've got some late joiners there. Miss Donna here was able to catch in with us, and we sure appreciate it. But, yeah, we got to tell you about Zebra here and what's going on with us. Making Eight is going to be doing our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. Nothing's going to change, but we will not have a Thursday show. Wednesday, we are going to take off and hit the road. We're going to take off and head north. That's right. Me and my brother, they're going to be the Making Eight road trip, and we're going to give you a Life on the Road series as we hit the road and head north. We're going to stop off in Georgia Wednesday night, and then we're going to get up Thursday, and we're heading over to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's right, and if you guys are going to be out in that area, you got to get down there. I'm telling you, you talk about guys, I mean, Josh Faircloth, who we saw ride this weekend in Anaheim, has a chance of being there unless he's going to be on tour in Indianapolis. So we're not real sure yet, but we know he's in the standings. He's actually sitting in third place right now in the Zebra standings, so we look forward to seeing him there and try to compete for that. But we're going to be up there. Thursday, Friday, well, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the round coverages. We're going to be bringing you all the action. You can find it on Buckers Now, and you guys will have the opportunity. We're going to have an event center set up. You're going to see pictures posted from the fans out there at the arena. You're going to be able to see who's doing what, live updates right there with the scoring. We're going to bring you the video action, and we're going to be able to chat with you right there online. You guys are going to be able to see us hanging out up there with some of the best in the business, some of the guys you're going to see on tour this year, and it's going to be really cool. So you guys get over to Buckers Now as we're debuting it right now. Miss Barb has got the link posted for you. That's where you're going to find all the action, and you guys will have an opportunity to see the program, see who the riders are. We're going to talk with the riders. We're going to have some interviews beforehand and after the event. And, you know, that's just getting us started. We are about ready to take off. Once we get done with the Zebra Finals on Sunday, we're going to be hanging around up there in the Northeast, or, well, I say Northeast because it's Northeast to us, but we're going to be hanging out there between Tennessee and Alabama, and we're going down to Coleman, Alabama the following weekend, and we're going to bring you another Zebra broadcast courtesy of Buckers Now, U.S. Rodeo Supply, who else do we got in there? Saddle Barn and, of course, Zebra. So you guys make sure to go thank them and get on board with them. Make sure to go follow them on Facebook. Hey, I don't believe they have a Twitter yet, but go follow them on Facebook. Find out what's going on with them because we're going to be there for the next 2 weeks bringing you a whole lot of Zebra action. Now, I will tell you next week we'll be back on the we'll be doing our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, but this week we're only doing 3 days, but we're going to be giving you some video footage. Starting on Wednesday afternoon, we're going to give you a Life on the Road series as we travel up through Georgia. Making Eight, that's right. Making Eight is on the road. We're going to bring you a little sneak peek of what's going on. We're going to bring you a sneak peek on Thursday, and then we're going to bring you some more video footage next week. So it's going to be wild. I see that Miss Barbara in there is absolutely on top of things. She is doing a wonderful job for us, and you guys are going to have an opportunity to interact with us like you never have before. You know, you're going to be able to get involved. You're going to be able to help us out. We're going to be posting those scores up for you, so you're going to see who has made qualified rides while the deal is going on. We're going to have, like I said, live pictures coming in from the arena from different people. Fans are going to be posting it out there. And, of course, Luke Kaufman's going to be there announcing. We've got Matt Merritt's going to be the barrel man. We've got the Stock Contractors of the Year going to be there. I'm telling you, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. And you guys are going to have a firsthand look at what's going on. So make sure that you guys stay in touch with us. We're also going to have printable day sheets up. At least we hope to anyways. I don't want to make you a promise that we can't commit to, but We're going to work on making sure we get those day sheets for you so you guys are going to be able to print them out if you're right there at your computer and follow along with us and keep up with the scores and who's doing what out there. So make sure that you guys stay tuned to us all this week. Get over to Buckers now. Now, here's an extra bonus for you. U.S. Rodeo Supply is putting this deal together for Making 8. So you're going to see a lot about U.S. Rodeo Supply. Now, I will tell you this. You Making 8 Maniacs out there that have been asking me so much for our Making 8 Maniac shirts, guess what? They're coming at you. This weekend, you will have an opportunity to pick them up. Not only will you have an opportunity to purchase them through U.S. Rodeo Supply, but you will also be able to get a 10% discount on them if you use the promo code that we're going to be sending you during the broadcast. So you guys make sure to follow along with the broadcast. Continue to post it out there for you fans to see what's going on. I know the PBR is going to be in Indianapolis, but I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this deal. And if you're watching it on Versus, there ain't no reason why you can't have Making 8 or Buckers Now on your computer. So just food for thought there, Making 8 Maniacs. If you guys want a shirt, you want to be able to get a shirt or sweatshirt, we should have those available to you, courtesy of U.S. Rodeo Supply. They will be available with a 10% discount using the promo code that we're going to be giving you throughout the broadcast and the live streams during the weekend. That's going to continue on through Coleman, Alabama, the following weekend. So you guys stay tuned to that. Make sure to get a grip with Making 8 and continue to pass the word along. Tell your friends, tell everybody you know to post the link up for this deal so we can get the word out. It's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you, PBR fans, you're not going to miss anything. I promise you. I encourage you, watch it on Versus, but make sure your computers are tuned in to BuckersNow.com. And that's right. We have got some fantastic multitaskers. I see that the word is floating around out there. I am not one. So I am not a multitasker, but I will tell you this. We've got it set up for you that are. So there's a lot of things that are be coming at you. It's going to be really cool. And we're excited for it, man. I can't tell you how exciting it's going to be. Now, this Life on the Road series that we're going to do on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to kind of give you a sneak peek. Not sure what times they'll be going on. You guys will have to stay tuned to Buckers Now and Making 8 as we post those links out there, and you guys will have an opportunity to see what's going on with those. It's going to be wild. It's going to be fantastic. And, of course, you know, I know that we haven't talked with her here in the last few minutes, but, of course, Mrs. Making 8 seems like she has something to say. What's going on?
I just think you forgot about me over here.
I know.
No, I was just going to say to all those Making 8 Maniacs, they got to keep me involved in the Twitter so I know what's going on with my husband, because they're going to get to hear more from you than I will.
Oh, I know, right? You know, that's a crazy thing, but really, you guys are going to have more up-to-date information on what I am doing out there on the road, so, hey, we might have to keep some things on the down low. Oh, wait a second. She's calling the line. Never mind. Really, you guys are going to get more information than Mrs. Making 8 is, because we're going to be bringing it to you live, and unfortunately, she's not going to have those capabilities to be able to tune in all the time. And, of course, Miss Kelly, you've got so many fans out there reaching out to you, giving you a big old howdy.
All right. Well, hi, everybody.
But, yeah, you're absolutely right, Kelly. We're going to have it's going to be a wild 10 days. I mean, we're going to be out for another 10 days rocking and rolling. And, of course, you know we'll be thinking about you and the kids.
You better be.
Always. So, all right. Well, you know what? I think we've only got about 10 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go there, Mrs. Making 8. Make sure that you guys keep her up to date on Twitter and Facebook so you know what's going on. And Miss Donna said to make sure you keep the credit cards.
I'll be going through the wallet before I go to work on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, darling. Well, I guess I'll see you in a few. And, you know, the Making 8 Maniacs aren't going to see you for a couple weeks, so they're sending you their best.
All right, Making 8 Maniacs, you guys have fun. Enjoy the shows coming up, and let me know what my husband's up to.
That's right. All right, we'll talk at you later.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a wild one. I see that some of the other comments coming in about the PayPal accounts ready for those hoodies, huh? Yeah, we got some cool things coming at you there, Making 8 fans. You guys are going to have to stay tuned. And, you know, like I said, the proceeds are going to go back to, you know, for this, they're going to go back to the Making 8 outreach organization so we can promote it and, you know, cover some of our costs. But so you guys are really supporting us. You guys are being true maniacs out there by going out and purchasing these things, and we do appreciate it. Like I said, we're going to let you know what the prices are. We're actually still trying to hash out those prices, getting them at the most, at the minimum cost, so that way we can bring them to you guys at that 10% discount rate. I think it'll be fantastic. You guys will get them at a cheap cost. It won't cost us that much to do it. You, really, we're not even getting much of anything from it, but every little bit helps, you know. So I see Miss Helen in there about coming over to tweet and chat. Absolutely. You guys are going to have to keep her up to speed on what's going on. But, you know, we're going to have a great time. It's just going to be great. I can't wait to hit the road again. You know, of course, we just got back from Oklahoma this past Monday. And like I said, I mean, I'm not kidding you. I was on the airplane. I was off the airplane for less than 30 minutes, and I was on the phone again, booking jobs and getting things set up for this week. So that's how things have been rolling with Making 8, and it's because of you, the Making 8 fans, that have been supporting us throughout this entire process and getting us where we are right now. So we cannot thank you enough, and that's our way of getting it back to you. We want you guys out there supporting Making 8, supporting and being a Making 8 maniac. And that way, when your friends come up and ask you what a Making 8 maniac is, you can tell them, hey, this is what it's all about. And we do appreciate it. Like I said, love you guys for it. You guys are fantastic. I got to tell you, like I said, we're going to have the results. We're going to have the promos that are going to be announced during the deal courtesy of U.S. Rodeo Supply. It is going to be on BuckersNow.com. And the link was posted earlier. I know Ms. Barr posted the link out there. It is going to be out there on Buckers Now. That's where all the interaction is going to be. You're going to be able to catch it through Zebra. Go to gozebra.com if you want to find it. It'll be there. You'll be able to find the link there on making8.com. You know, that is where you're going to need to go. Post it as one of your bookmarks so you can go right back to it all week long because this is when it starts. Wednesday is when it's going to start. We're going to give you some life on the road feeds that'll be coming through on Buckers Now, and it's going to be everywhere. Make sure that you hashtag your post on Twitter to obviously Zebra. You see it right there. Thank you, Matt, for posting that out there for us. Make sure that you guys post that out there for you fans that want to stay involved and stay up to date on what's going on. That's it right there. You got it right, Ms. Barb. Hashtag and pound Zebra on Twitter. Thank you, Ms. Helen, for giving us that compliment there in the chat room about IFR 41. That's just the start. You know, the video things are going to change. We're actually doing our own production here. It's going to be a little haywire, you know. We're going to try to get things rolling out for you, but I can promise you this, it's going to be fun. And that's what rodeo and bull riding is all about, fun and interaction with you fans. It's going to be like you guys have never had before. You're not going to be able to get this anywhere else. The stuff that we're going to bring you, you know, it's one thing to get pictures from one person out there, but it's another thing to be able to get. And you can actually sit up there and send your tweets right there on BuckersNow.com. It's got a window set up for you. All you got to do is go over there and post it right there. And you guys will be able to connect with your Buckers Now page with Twitter, and you can sit right there in the war room, in the Zebra Finals war room, and chat with Twitter. You can chat in the chat room, and you can see the pictures and stuff that are coming up with the live event center that it will be bringing you. So it's going to be fantastic. And you guys can thank Matt for that. He's the one that has put that together and worked behind the scenes. So he is the man, the genius behind it all. I'm telling you. Y'all have got to get over and thank him for that. I'm just trying to scan down here and check the chat room. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to tell you, make sure to spread the word about our Lunch Hour Rodeo show tomorrow. We're going to continue to keep filling you guys in on what's going on. You guys see the link for the preview. Make sure to get over there and check out the Zebra Finals War Room and see what's going to be taking place all week long. We're going to be updating some videos. We're going to be uploading some video commercials for you that you're going to be able to see firsthand and get a preview look of it as we're bringing it to you this week. So you guys stay tuned to that. Make sure to get out there and spread the word about us. They're making Eight Maniacs. We love you to death. And definitely continue to keep our good buddies in the PBR in your prayers. McKinnon, Jody, you know, we're thinking about you. We're definitely keeping you in our prayers. We know that you guys are going to come out of this okay, and we're very fortunate of that. So thank you, fans, for tuning in here tonight. Make sure to continue to get a grip with us, and let's get down to it. I'm telling you. Let's get a grip with Making Eight right here. So until tomorrow, happy trails.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that His love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.